Exodus chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of a fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off the shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good land, into a large, into a land flowing with milk and honey, and to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And we'll stop reading right there. And we'll go back up and look at verse 2 and 3. It said, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of a fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. All right. Let me pray for a few minutes. I just have to wait on the Lord. We've had two or three thoughts out of this scripture over the last week or so, and I just want to go the way the Lord wants me to. And so here is Moses, and you know Moses' story, how he was pulled out of the river, and how he was an Israelite that was raised in Pharaoh's palace, how that he killed an Egyptian and spent 40 years in the desert. And here he is on the backside of the desert, and one day he sees a bush that's burning, but it's not consumed. And he said, I'll now go and see this thing, why that the bush is burning, but it's not consumed. And then it said, when the Lord saw that he took notice, the Lord called out to him. And so, friend, if we had a little thought, I guess it would be this little light of mine. Now, God could have just spoke to Moses. Amen. But he wanted to get Moses' attention. And so he showed him a bush that was a flame, a bush that was a fire, but it wasn't consumed. And when he got Moses' attention, then he could talk to him. Do you know a lot of times we're so tore up with this world and preoccupied with everything around us till God has to get our attention?
Yeah.
And Moses, I'm sure, was thinking about the flock. He was thinking about his father-in-law. He was thinking about his wife. But God had a way of getting his attention. He's got a way of getting yours too. And so
When Moses saw that the bush was aflame, when the light from that bush got his attention, God began to talk to him.
Help him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. And you see, friend, God can get your attention too. And he has to do that before he can talk to us. And so, when he got Moses' attention, he said this. When he got Moses' attention, he said, "Pull the shoes off your feet, for the place on where you stand is holy ground." That's an awful good place to see a light.
Help him, Lord.
And I'm glad there's been a light shining around Dutch Bottoms here for the last little while, aren't you?
Amen.
Not just the last little while. You've heard testimonies. We heard John's testimony a minute ago. That was probably in the 70s. That's been around 50 years ago. And still there's a light shining at Dutch Bottoms. The light was bright enough for three little sinners to see it shine just last week.
Amen.
It's still shining. Friend, God did this, we read in Genesis. And you please pray for just a minute. God spoke the world into existence, didn't he? He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And he made call the light day and call the night, call the darkness night. And then he went on and it said that he created a greater light to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night. And scientists has ascribed that as being the sun and the moon. The Bible is a spiritual book.
Yeah.
Let's go to the New Testament. Jesus said, "I am the light. I am the light of the world." Is that all he said? Now we could say that was the sun and that was the moon if you want to, but Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
Amen.
And then he said this, "But I go away and ye are the light of the world." Folks, Jesus is not walking the face of the earth anymore. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, but his light still shines. How's that happen, preacher? Well, let's just take a look at what science says. Science says that the moon has no light in it whatsoever. As a matter of fact, we couldn't even see it if the sun didn't shine on it. The light that we see from the moon is the sun's reflection on the moon. And that reflection is what shines towards us. Same thing with me and you. There would be no light at all except the Lord shone through us. We couldn't help anybody. We couldn't make a difference in anybody's life if God didn't shine through us.
Amen.
He said, "A greater light to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night." He is the greater light. And I heard this scripture quoted just today. John the Baptist said, "I must decrease, he must increase." Jesus is the light. Did you know that? And if I help anybody, I'll be lesser. But God helped my little light to shine. And I feel so little sometimes. I feel so insignificant. And you may be there too. But I can tell you this. I'm glad when I can get to the point that the Lord will shine through me. I'm glad that when I can get to the point that the Lord can use me to help somebody else. This is a dark, dark world, and they'll not find what they need at the Walmart. They'll not find your friends that are lost and undone without the Lord, your friends that are backslid, your family that won't call on the Lord. They'll not find what they need in the medicine bottle. They'll not find what they need out on the street corner. But the only place that they can find what they need is when we let our light shine. I'm telling you today, if it was ever, ever necessary that we live a life that God can shine through us, it's today, because our people are dying lost and going to hell. And the only hope they have, well, I'll just kneel somewhere and I'll just call on the Lord. It don't work that way. Did you know it? It takes a mother to be born, and the only way that somebody can point you to Jesus is through the church of the living God. There is no other way to get there. In 2024, the church is absolutely necessary for somebody to be saved.
Amen. Now you pray for a few minutes. Seems like Satan's fighting awful hard. I'd really like to say something to help you. A greater light to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night. To shine in darkness. John chapter 1, the light shined in darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. That's where we are today. We're in a world that don't understand why we get up and go to church.
Amen.
We're in a world that don't understand why we don't lay in the bed on Sunday morning.
That's right.
We're in a world that don't understand why we don't enjoy the pleasures of the flesh rather than go to church.
Right.
Friend, it's necessary. Somebody has to carry on for Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm glad. I know we've got a membership of 400 and something another. I'm thankful for the 85 that was here this morning.
Amen.
It could be 30. Did you know that? In lots of churches, that's exactly what it is. And we are to thank God that He's blessed Dutch Bottoms.
Amen.
You are to count it a privilege every time you get to walk through the door.
Amen.
Ray Horton would like to come through the door one more time. The Brady girls would like to come through the door one more time. And let me relay this to you. If you live long enough, you'll be in their situation. Your health might not allow you to come worship at the house of God anymore. And here we sit tonight, and we're blessed above measure. We got together one more time. So let your light so shine above men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Oh, preacher, I'll come to church. I'll worship. I'll go home. I'll live how I want to. And then I'll come back to church on Wednesday. I'll come back to church on Sunday morning. I'll come back to church on Sunday night. Did you know that your light can shine on the job? Did you know that your light can shine at the Walmart? Did you know that your light can shine at the doctor's office? We're not confined to the walls of this sanctuary. And the only way you're going to help your people, you're not going to help your people by pointing your finger at them and tell them how wrong they are. You'll make their world darker. You're not going to help your people by condemning them. They already know they're wrong. You know what's going to help your people? It's to let your little light shine. Moses saw the light, and that's what made the difference. Had Moses not seen the light from that bush, Israel may have still been down in Egypt. You know why Sina got saved Tuesday night a week ago? Because she saw
the light.
Amen.
Somebody obeyed God. Amen. And it was more than one somebody. Mm-hmm. You going to ride with me on this? Amen. When Zion travail, mm-hmm. she'll bring forth children. Amen. That's why I can say it was more than one somebody.
Amen.
The church got concerned. The church repented. The church prayed. The church asked the Lord to intercede on her behalf. You want to go on? We can talk about the little lady that got saved Thursday night. We can talk about the young lady that got saved Sunday night. You know why all that happened? Because somebody let their little light shine. You might have felt like that you just couldn't contribute at all. Oh, listen, and I know Marty was sick for a lot of the time during revival. You might have felt like you'd let the church down. You might have felt like you just couldn't contribute the way you'd like to. It may have well been your prayer sitting on the couch at home that brought the power at Dutch Bottoms. I'm here to tell you, don't discount what God gives you to do. Just do it for His glory, and He'll get honor out of it. If it's just holding a door, I'd rather be a doorkeeper at the house of the Lord. One day in His presence is better than a thousand without of it. I'm here to tell you today, your little light makes a difference. Now, I've been in this building several nights during revival. I was the last one here, and I'd turn the lights out. It'd be pitch black dark. But if I could take my phone, just a little old bitty light, and I could see the way to get out of the building. My little light may not mount to much. It might not give up, might not be very bright. It might be a 25-watt light bulb instead of the 100-watt. I may not shed many light. You might not be able to see very much from what I've got. But when I take my light and I join up with John and his light shines too, and Marty and his light shines too, we can, and this church and your light shines too, we can shine a light all over Cock County that every sinner in Cock County will know there's something at Dutch Bottoms that will make a difference. How about you? Are you willing to let your light shine? I have never seen the Lord jerk anybody up on the by the hair of the head and make them do anything. If the Lord's going to use you, you have to let Him.
That's right.
Oh, trust me. Read the rest of this chapter. Moses gave every excuse in the book, didn't he? He gave every excuse in the book. Well, I am not eloquent of speech. So the Lord said, you got a brother, Moses.
Yeah.
I'm going to send Aaron with you.
Yeah,
you tell him, he can tell the people, children of Israel, and they'll still be delivered.
Yeah.
I may not have every tool in the toolbox, but I've got brothers. And if I'll trust in the Lord, He'll supply my every need.
Amen.
If you'll trust in the Lord, He'll give you everything you need to shine. All right. Pray on for a little while. This little light of mine. Remember, we just celebrated Easter. They sung the song somebody did while He was on the cross. I was on His mind. Did you read that carefully? It said there was darkness, wasn't there? From the sixth hour to the ninth hour. That's okay. Come morning, the light shined. Come morning, the light shined. Mary went to the tomb, and the angel said, why seek ye the living among the dead? For he's not here, but he's risen. Come see the place where the Lord lay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. I know it's real quiet, I'm just going to follow the Lord.
Amen.
Do you believe Jesus was born of a virgin in Bethlehem?
Amen.
Do you?
Amen.
Do you believe that he hung on a cross between the heavens and the earth?
Amen.
Do you?
Amen.
How about this? Do you believe that he rose on the third and appointed morning? You can believe in the Christ child all you want to. That's wonderful. You can believe on the crucifixion. That's wonderful. But if you don't believe that he rose on the third and appointed morning, you're still lost in your sins. That's the light that I'm preaching about tonight. That's the one that's still shining. Oh, we've been filled with the news about the eclipse, and everybody's excited about that. Oh, and it won't happen again for another 20 years. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus was crucified on Calvary, and he rose on the third and appointed morning, and he's still with us. He's alive, and he's with me every day. I like this song, don't you? And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. I'm glad for the times that he's talked to me, and he said, you're my child, and I love you, and just trust me, I'll supply your every need. Helps me to shine a little farther. This little light of mine. Oh, friend. We just don't realize how blessed we are. We could very well be stumbling around in the darkness. I know. North Korea and places like that. You can't carry a Bible in. They would arrest you, throw you in jail. And I'm sure I've got at least 10 at my house. Every room in the house, I'm sure, has got one. You want to know the sad part about it? Some of them's got some dust on them. Oh, friend, we're so blessed. We live in a country where we can hear the gospel. You won't, well, that's just the USA. Now, don't get on that patriotic stuff. I'm not going to. I'm going to quote you scripture. Blessed are the poor, for they shall have the gospel preached unto them. I'll never make a millionaire, but thanks be to God, I've got to hear the gospel down along life's way. It's what convicted me of my sins. It's what told me a way out of hell. It's what gave me a ray of hope, and it's what saved my soul. How do you say that, preacher? The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And you know how it worked? Because there were some little saints of God that felt so little and insignificant, they were sure that they couldn't make a difference in the world, but they took the opportunity to tell me about Jesus. Yeah. They took the opportunity when the Spirit came by to tell how good God was and how he had saved their soul. They let, in other words, their little light shine. And because they had hope, I thought sure I would have it too. It turns out when I called on the man they recommended, I had a little light placed in me. A fire shut up inside my bones. A wheel inside a wheel. And I'm able, when my heart's right with him, to let my little light shine.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
Thank the Lord for the little saints and the little churches around the hills and hollers in East Tennessee.
Amen.
Thank the Lord, he blessed you to be a part of one.
Yeah.
You'd still be lost without it.
That's true.
Oh, this little light of mine. Would a man light a candle and put a bushel over it? The scripture says no, he'd hold it up so it could give light to all the house. You know what makes your light not shine so bright? Sin. You just can't shine like you'd like to. Now let me say this.
And I've told this before, I'm sure. This time of year especially, right after rain, you look up, and there will be a rainbow stretched across the sky. It's God's promise to us that He would never destroy the earth with water again. You say, that's God when you see that. Oh, science says that the way that rainbow is formed is sunlight shines through the water crystals in the clouds, and it's bent. The light is bent or refracted at different angles, and that's what causes the different colors that we see in the rainbow. And I used to could name them all, but you know the different ones I'm talking about. It may start off real faint, and by the last one, it's that violet color, that purple-blue color. All of it is because the sun shines through the water droplets. If there's any light for me, it's because the sun shined through me. Now, sometimes when I'm really right with the Lord, it might be that it's just shaded just a little bit. And sometimes it might be so dark that there's just a little light flows through. But let me preach you this. I'm going to preach you some good missionary Baptist doctrine. Even when I am so down and little and out and I've failed God miserably, there's still a little light shines through. You know what I'm telling you? I may be wrong as wrong could be, but I'm still saved by the grace of God. And if I want to put out more light, I have to repent and change my ways. Listen, repentance is not just saying I'm sorry. Repentance is being remorseful that you're in the shape that you're in, and you got a desire to want to change and do better, and you do something about it. The prodigal son could have laid in the hog pen the rest of his life. He could have stayed right there and said, I'm so sorry I'm in the shape that I'm in. But that's not what he did. He said, I will arise and I'll go to my Father's house. If you're in trouble, if you're not where you need to be with the Lord, if that heart is not right with Him, there's only one thing to do if you really want Him to use you. Get up and get to an altar and ask Jesus to move that thing out of your life. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for mercy. Pray for His loving arms to be wrapped around you. I don't care how dirty you are. The Father still loves you.
Amen.
This little light of mine. What I do don't matter, preacher. I can't help nobody. I can't talk well. Okay, I just told you about a fellow that couldn't speak well. The Lord used him to deliver all of Israel. There was a little maid. We preached about Naaman not long ago. There was a little maid that was a prisoner, a slave, you might say, in a strange land. We never do know her name. But she let her little light shine. She said, if my master could get to the prophet that's down there in Samaria, I know he'd be made whole.
Yeah.
She'd like to have been down there herself. She'd like to have been down there where she was raised, where she went to church with her family and her friends. But if she couldn't go, she wanted somebody that had never been to experience that little thing that gave her light. The reason, here's what Paul told Timothy, be always ready. We're ready to talk about the races, aren't we? Be always ready. We're ready to talk about the final four, aren't we? We're always ready. We're ready to talk about the weather. We're ready to talk about our job, but that's not what Paul told Timothy. He said, be always ready to give reason for the hope
that lieth within you. So let me tell you where my hope comes from. All my hope is in Jesus.
Amen.
That's the only hope that I've got. If I ever get anything done in life, it'll be through Him. How do you know, preacher? In Him we live and move and have our very being. I would be nothing. I'd be out here in the graveyard if it wasn't for Him. So let me take this opportunity to let my little light shine by telling you how good that Jesus has been to me.
Bless the Lord.
You see, this comes through personal experience. You have to experience it personally. You couldn't go to church and bring salvation home to your kids. They had to get it for themselves. And what a great day it was when you said, Jesus saved me and He came into your heart. That's wonderful, wasn't it? Oh, this little light of mine, it's the only thing in my life that's going to make a difference. And I'm thankful to the people that shine their light to me. Aren't you? Now listen, let me finish up here. This little light of mine, I quoted it a minute ago, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works. You know, the only way we're going to help our people is to let our light shine.
Amen.
That's it. There is no other way.
That's the
truth. All right. And even at that, there'll be folks turning their back on us.
That's right.
Even at that, there'll be folks say, I don't want any of that. But keep shining. Shine on.
Amen.
So, Jesus asked Peter, said, whom say ye that I am? He said, some said thou art Elias. Some say thou art John the Baptist. But Jesus said, who say ye that I am? And this was Peter's response. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said this to Peter. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, talking about Jesus himself. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm here to tell you today, there's still reason to shine your light. There's still mercy and there's still grace extended toward this evil world. And the only way they're going to know that it's offered is if you let your little light shine. You want more doctrine? One of the 18 articles of faith, there is a radical and essential difference between the righteous and the wicked. If there's not a difference between you and the folks that don't proclaim Jesus, you need to check the line. Friend, Jesus is big enough to make a difference in you.
Amen.
How do you know, preacher? Apostle Paul killed Christians. When his name was Saul, he had papers, warrants in his pockets to torture, arrest, destroy everybody that called on the name of Jesus. And when he heard the voice on the road to Damascus, and then he went down to Ananias' house and the scales fell off his eyes, we hear him say, the things I once loved, I now hate. And the things I once hated, I now love.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what he did with those papers. I'd imagine he probably tossed them in the fire. Because those people he was trying to torment and arrest, he loved them. He couldn't get enough of them. You see, Jesus changes you. And you're talking about a man that let his light shine. He did. He did. Could they say that about me? Could they say that about you? Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. What did he say? He said, I am the light of the world.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that, preacher. I don't believe there is a God. I don't believe there's a supreme being. We just die like dogs. Well, really, one day you'll see the light.
Yeah.
Every eye shall see him, even the one that pierced him in the side. You won't be able to hide from it.
Amen.
Do you hear what I said? You won't be able to hide from it. I know why. There are people I would love to see sitting right in this sanctuary tonight. You know why they're not? Because they don't want to feel condemned by their sin.
Yeah.
You know why they're not? Because they don't want to think that they might not be right and that they need to repent. And it's going to take somebody shining their light. I don't know, Rick, who it might be. I got a boy up here in Newport. He eats at them fast food places on Cosby Highway. And it might be you.
Could be.
That shines your light. Amen. And helps my boy see that he needs to get back to the Lord. I don't know who it might be. Might be somebody you know that can shine a light to him and help him realize that he needs to get back to the Lord. I don't care who it is. I just want him to see the light. I just want him to know that he's loved. I just want him to know that somebody is praying for him. I know you want the same for your people. Oh, friend, it won't do any good. I've done that before, been wrong as wrong can be. Shaking my finger in anger, it does absolutely no good. It just drives them away. So I'm praying that the Lord will help me to shine my little light. I'm praying that the Lord will help you to shine your little light. It's the only hope that our people have. My little light and your little light, and Jesus comes into clouds and the church goes up. You talking about a light shining? Oh, sinners will say, I wished I'd have looked. I wished I'd have trusted that. But the church is going that way when this life is over. There's a scripture that talks about how many are you that seed are in her first glory. Well, the latter glory is going to be greater than that of the first. You've never seen the church like you'll see her in that day when we rise to meet him in there. Edison ain't never invented a bulb that can shine as bright as Jesus. General Electric's never produced a bulb that can shine as bright as Jesus. I don't know about you, but there every room in my house has a different light bulb. They don't make one that can shine enough to illuminate my whole house. But when we get to heaven, there'll only be one. For Jesus himself will be the light of that city. And all the multitudes that gather, there'll be one little boy and his little light that'll say, here I am. that'll be able to produce a little light to say, thank you, Lord, for this little light of mine. Thank you, Lord, you walked with me and you talked with me. Thank you, Lord, for being there when there was no one else. Thank you, Lord, for loving me up and providing my every need. I could have never made it without you, Lord. Oh, aren't you glad that your friends prayed for you? Aren't you glad that them saints showed you the way? Aren't you glad that somebody pointed you toward the light? Well, preacher, I don't know how to get from A to B. I don't know where to go or where to trust or who to talk to. Let me recommend something to you. Marty quoted a scripture that's in Psalms 119 this morning. Oh, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I don't need that old antiquated book. Yes, you do. You need it every day. Without it, we're stumbling around in darkness. And you know what you do when you stumble around in the darkness? You inevitably fall. I'm here to tell you today we need God's word to show us every step that we need to take because we're in a world full of darkness. And the only way out of a world full of darkness is to follow the light.
I can figure it out, can you? Because my Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You need a little light. I'm thankful for the preacher that preached me the gospel. I'm thankful for the Sunday school teacher that told me about Jesus. I'm thankful for the singers that sung and the Spirit was on them and the tears rolled down their face. I'm thankful for the church that obeyed the Lord and showed me the light. Are you? All right. It's time to sing. Come on, Don. And all these young folks come right on back up. Girls, come on back out. Come on, girls, and sing. Come on. All you young people, come on up. You don't have to. You'll know the song anyway. Come on, Kinsley, you can help. It's all right. You're going to want to do this. All right. I noticed these things down here. I'm going to take one of them. This is what I want you to do. I want you to know that you're a blessing to Dutch Bottoms Baptist Church. I can't tell you how many times I've heard visitors come in and talk about what a good job you do. Talk about how good your singing is and the times that you've talked, and you're a blessing. I hope you know that. I've seen your light shine. And I believe there's some folks here that's been a light to you. I believe there's somebody at Dutch Bottoms that evidently must have talked to you about Jesus. They must have told you that they love you and that Jesus will save you if you ask. You see Jesus when they prayed. You see Jesus in how they lived. You see Jesus and what they said and how they treated you and how they loved you up. So this is what I'd like to do. I want you to sing this little light of mine. And this is what I'd like for you to do. When you sing that light, when you sing about that light, I want you to go find somebody that's been a light to you. And church, stand up. You can all help sing, can't you? Find somebody that's been a light to you
and go stand beside them and shake their hand or put your arm around them and sing together, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Are you? You got a determination? You want to work for the Lord? You want somebody to see Jesus in you? You want somebody to say, "I want what they've got"? You want somebody to say, "Yes, Lord, yes, I need that"? Come on, Amelia, and sing. You need to sing, honey. Oh, listen. Sing, sing, sing. Tell the world about that little light inside of you. You might not get another opportunity. Today is the day that you can tell that you love the Lord. And if you need to pray, you come pray. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I don't mean to make you feel uncomfortable. But I believe there's somebody here that's been a blessing to you. And I want you to sing with them and tell them. You might want to go sing to a fella named Bobby Parker. You might want to go sing to your mama or to your Uncle Gary. You might want to go sing. I don't know. Might want to go sing to that mama that prayed with you when you got saved. Oh, listen. There's lots of good blessings to choose from. Let's sing. Don't you want to sing? Oh, friend, this little light of mine. Sing on, kids.
Your light's been a blessing to me. Your testimony's been a blessing to me. And the good spirit you got's been a blessing to me. And I love you, sweetheart, okay? Good of the young folks. It don't have to be limited to them. If you got somebody that's been a blessing to you, why don't you go stand beside them and shake their hand and hug their neck and thank them for letting their light shine. Sing on. I'm gonna let it shine. I did under a bushel grow. I'm gonna let it shine. I did under a bushel grow. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it I'm gonna let it shine.
you. I wished I could tell you what you mean to me, the blessing you've been to me. I appreciate your life, the good spirit you got. You've been such a blessing to our church when we needed it. And I appreciate you.
I don't know what you meant to me, God. You just don't know.
I love you, honey.